Chaurashata-chaya-sake-shesha-magamase Jagannatha-sachir-dehe-krishnira-praveshe. In the month of January, in the year 1406 of the Shaka era, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mitra and Shachi. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his birth in the year 1407 Shaka era, in the month of Palgun. But here we see that he entered the bodies of his parents in the year 1406, in the month of Magha. Therefore, the Lord entered the bodies of his parents 13 full months before his birth. Generally, a common child remains within the womb of his mother for 10 months. But here we see that the Lord remained within the body of his mother for 13 months. Mishra kahe sachistani deki anarita jyotirmaya deha geha lakshmi adityashta. Jagannath Mishra said to Sachi Mata, I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent, and it appears as if the goddess of fortune were now staying personally in my home. Yahan tahan sarvaloka karaye saman ghari patalaya deya dhana vastradhan. Anywhere and everywhere I go, all people offer me respect, even without my asking. They voluntarily give me riches, clothing, and paddy. Sachi kahe muni dekon akasha upare divya murti loka sabha yena stuti kare. Sachi Mata told her husband, I also see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if offering prayers. Purport. Jagannath Mishra was honored by everyone on the earth and was supplied with all necessities. Similarly, Mother Sachi saw many demigods in outer space offering prayers to her because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence in her womb. Jagannatha Mishra kahe swapna ye dakila jyotirmaya dhama mora hridaya pashila. Jagannath Mishra then replied, in a dream I saw the effulgent abode of the Lord enter my heart. Amara hridaya hoite gela toma hridaye hena buji janma bena kona mahashaye. From my heart it entered your heart, and therefore I understand that a great personality will soon take birth. Eta bali dunerahi harashita haya shalagrama seva kori vishesha kariya. After this conversation, both husband and wife were very jubilant, and together they rendered service to the household Shalagram Shila. Purport. The transferring of the Lord from the heart of Jagannath Mishra to the heart of Sachi Mata is explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as follows. It is to be concluded that Jagannath Mitra and Sachi Mata are Nitya Siddhas, ever purified associates of the Lord. Their hearts are always uncontaminated, and therefore they never forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A common man in this material world has a contaminated heart. He must therefore first purify his heart to come to the transcendental position. But Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata were not a common man and woman with contaminated hearts. When the heart is uncontaminated, it is said to be in the existential position of Vasudev. Vasudev can beget Vasudev, or Krishna, who is transcendentally situated. It is to be understood that Sachi Devi did not become pregnant as an ordinary woman becomes pregnant, because of sense indulgence. one should not think the pregnancy of Sachimata to be that of an ordinary woman, because that is an offense. One can understand the pregnancy of Sachimata when one is actually advanced in spiritual consciousness and fully engaged in devotional service to the Lord. Hoite hoite hoilagarabha trayodashamas tatapi bhumishta nahi mishreira hoilatras. In this way, the pregnancy approached its 13th month, but still there was no sign of the delivery of the child. Thus, Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. Nilambara Chakravarti Kahila Ganiya Ema Se Putrahabe Shubhakshana Paya. Nilambara Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then did an astrological calculation and said that in that month, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. Chauda Shata Shatasake Masaye Palguna. Punamasir Sandhya Kale Aile Shubhakshana. Thus, in the year 1407 of the Shaka era, in the month of Palgun, on the evening of the full moon, the desired auspicious moment appeared. Singharase Singhalagna Uchagrahagana Sadavarga Astavarga Sarvashulakshana. According to the Jyotir Veda, or Vedic astronomy, when the figure of the lion appears both in the zodiac and the time of birth, Lagna, this indicates a very high conjunction of planets, an area under the influence of Shadvarga and Ashtavarga, which are all auspicious moments. Ek Akalanka Gaura Chandra Dila Darashan Sakalanka Chandre Arakona Prayojan. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? Eta Jani Rahu Kaila Chandra Ragrahan Krishna Krishna Hari Name Bhase Tribhuvan. Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, and immediately vibrations of Krishna, Krishna, Hari.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hari.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hari.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hari.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hari. Inundated the three worlds. Purport. According to the Jyotir Veda, the Rahu planet comes in front of the full moon, and thus a lunar eclipse takes place. It is customary in India that all the followers of the Vedic scriptures take bath in the Ganges or the sea as soon as there is a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse. All strict followers of Vedic religion stand up in the water throughout the whole period of the eclipse and chant the holy names,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
At the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a lunar eclipse took place, and naturally all the people standing in the water were chanting,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Jaya Jaya Dwani Hoyla Sakala Bhuvan, Chamatkara Hoya Loka Bhave Mane Man. All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse, and their minds were struck with wonder. Jagat Puriya Loka Bali, Jagat Puriya Loka Bali Hari Hari, Sekshane Gaura Krishna Bhumi Avatari. When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in the form of Gaurhari advented himself on the earth. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Loudly. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Prasanna hoila saba jagate raman Hari Bali Hindu ke hasya koriye jovan. The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Mohammedans, jokingly imitated the words. Purport. Although the Mohammedans or non-Hindus have no interest in chanting the holy name of Lord Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, while the Hindus in Navadvip chanted during the lunar eclipse, the Mohammedans also imitated them. Thus, the Hindus and Mohammedans joined together in chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.
And at this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Hari Bali Narigana Dehula Huli Swarge Vajan Nritya Kori Deva Kutuhali. When all the ladies vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on, for the demigods were very curious. Purasana hoila dashtik, purasana najila, stavara jangama hoila anande vivala. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. Nadia Udayagiri Puna Chandra Gaura Hari Kripa Kori Hoila Udai Papatama Hoila Nas Trija kathir ulasa jagabori haridvani hai. Thus, by the causeless mercy of the full moon, Gaurhari, thus by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaurhari, rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram,
Hare, Hare.
Loudly. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare.
Sekali nijalai utiya advaita rai nritya kori Anandita mane Haridase loya sange Hankara kirtana range Kene nache keha nahi jane. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in his own house in Shantipur, was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It says loudly chanted,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Purport. It is understood that Advaita Prabhu at that time was in his own paternal house in Shantipur. Haridas Thakur frequently used to meet him. Coincidentally, therefore, he was also there. And upon the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them immediately began to dance. But no one in Shantipur could understand why those two saintly persons were dancing and chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Teki ubaraga hasi Sigra Ganga Gate Asi Anande Korila Ganga Snan Paya Uparaga Chale Hapanara Manobale Brahmanere Dila Nanadana. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, both Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganges and bathed in the Ganges in great jubilation. Taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse, Advaita Acharya, by his own mental strength, distributed various kinds of charity to the Brahmins. Purport. It is the custom of Hindus to give in charity to the poor as much as possible during the time of the lunar or solar eclipse. Advaita Acharya, therefore, taking advantage of this eclipse, distributed many varieties of charity to the Brahmins. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement in the 10th canto that when Krishna took his birth, immediately Vasudev, taking advantage of this moment, distributed 10,000 cows to the Brahmins. It is customary among Hindus that at the time of a child born, especially a male child, the parents distribute great charity and jubilation. Advaita Acharya was actually interested in distributing charity because of Lord Chaitanya's birth at the time of the lunar eclipse. People could not understand, however, why Advaita Acharya was giving such a variety of things in charity. He did so not because of the lunar eclipse, but because of the Lord's taking birth at that moment. He distributed charity exactly as Vasudev did at the time of Lord Krishna's appearance. Jagadan, Jagadananda Maya Deki Manesa Vish Jagadananda Maya Deki Mane sa vishmaya Thore thore kahi haridasa Tomara aichanaranga Mora mana parasana Deki kichu kariye achibasa.
When he saw that the whole world was jubilant,
Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya. Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand that there is some special purpose in these actions. Acharya Ratna Srivas Hoila Mane Sukolish Lasha Yesnana Koila Ganga Jale Anande Vivalamana Kori Hari Sankirtana Nana Dana Koila Manubale. Acharya Ratna and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy. And immediately they went to the bank of the Ganges to take bath in the water of the Ganges. Their minds full of happiness, they chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare.
And gave charity by mental strength. E mata bhakta tati. E mata bhakta tati. Yandra jede se stiti, tahan tahan pana manubale, nache kori sankirtana, anande vivalamana, dana kore grahane rachale. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed sankirtan, and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of the lunar eclipse, their minds overwhelmed with joy. Brahmana sajana nari nana dravye thali bhori Aila sabe yotu kalaiya Yena kancha shona dyuti Deki bala khera murti Asirvada kore shukapaya. All sorts of wonderful, respectful Brahmin gentlemen and ladies carrying plates filled with various gifts came with their presentations. Seeing the newborn child, whose form resembled natural glaring gold, all of them with happiness offered their blessings. Savitri Gauri Saraswati Shachi Ramba Arundati Arayata Deva Narigana Nana Dravye Patra Bhori Brahmanira Veshadhari Asi Sabe Kori Darashana. Dressing themselves as the wives of Brahmins, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Narasimhadev, Lord Indra, and Vashishta Rishi, and Rambha, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with varieties of gifts. Purport. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a newly born baby, he was visited by the neighboring ladies, most of whom were the wives of respectable Brahmins. In the dress of Brahmins' wives, celestial ladies, like the wives of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, also came to see the newly born child. Ordinary people saw them as neighborhood respectable Brahmin ladies, but actually they were all celestial ladies dressed in that way. Antarikshe Devagana Gandharva Siddhacharana Stuti Nritya Koriva Jagita Nartaka Vataka Bhata Navadvipe Yaranata Sabe Asi Nache Paya Prita. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, and Charana Loka, offered their prayers and danced with musical songs and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadweep City, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. Keba ase keba jai, keba nachi keba gai, sambalite nari karabola, kandile ka dhuka shoka, pramoda purita loka, misha hoila, anande vivala. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing, nor could they understand each other's language. But in effect, all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated, and people became all jubilant. Thus, Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. Acharya Ratnas Srivas, Jagannatha Mishra Pahash, Asitandre Kore Shabadana, Karaila Jata Karma, Ye Achila Vidhi Dharma, Tabi Mishra Kore Nanadana. Chandrasekhar Acharya and Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. Yautuka paila yata goriva achila kata sabadana vipredila dana yata nartaka gayana bata akhinshana jana dana diya koila sabaramana. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the forms of gift and presentations, and whatever he had in his house, he distributed amongst the Brahmins, professional singers, dancers, bhatas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches in charity. Srivasera Brahmani Namatandra Malini Acharya Ratnera Patni Sange Sindura Haridra Toila Kai Kalara Nikela Diya Puja Narigana Range. The wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. Purport. We see that 500 years ago, at the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these ceremonies were performed rigidly. But at present, such ritualistic performances hardly ever take place. Generally, a pregnant mother is sent to the hospital, and as soon as her child is born, he is washed with an antiseptic, and this concludes everything. And this most glorious and auspicious occasion, of the appearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We find how all the devotees in all places celebrated wonderfully by dancing, by chanting, and by giving the best of whatever they had in charity. They should do it immediately. I told them to do it immediately. So we are all gathered together, aspiring to be devotees. And what is the best thing we can give in charity? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Bharata bhumite hoila manusya janma jara janma sarataka kari para kara upakar. That all human beings who are fortunate enough to take birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsha, which is today called India, it is their first and greatest responsibility in life to give the most precious and important charity to all living beings. And what is that charity? The charity of knowledge. The greatest welfare is to give in charity transcendental knowledge. And what is the highest knowledge that is to be understood in this age of Kali Yuga? Harinama, harinama, harinameva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gatirandyata. Krishna explains in Gita that one who gives this charity, charity of transcendental knowledge and the holy name of God, he is most dear to Krishna, and never will anyone ever be so dear to Krishna as that devotee. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his own life, he dedicated it to traveling far and wide, distributing freely the supreme wealth in charity, the holy name of Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at one time, he compared himself to a fruit seller. He said, I have so many fruits, unlimited fruits, and I want to distribute them. It is the fruit of prema bhakti, pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted love of Krishna. Savai pung shang paro dharamo yato bhakti rhokshaje ahoitaki aprati hataja jatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation for all humanity is that which awakens within one's heart unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Supreme Lord. And what is it that awakens that consciousness? Golokera prema dana hari nama sankirtana. The chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had come to distribute the fruit of love of God in the form of the hari nam sankirtan movement. And he explained that there are so many fruits that I cannot distribute them all myself. Of course, we understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he can do anything, anywhere, at any time, for anyone. But just as in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna could have annihilated all the Kurus within a flash of a moment. But he told Arjuna, I want you to get the credit. I want you to express this type of devotion. I want you to perfect your life by doing this service. In the same way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he appealed to all of us that all of you who are my devotees, anyone who has come to my lotus feet as my devotee, I am begging you, please help me to distribute these fruits of love of God. Please make your life and soul perfect, absolutely successful by simply assisting me and assisting my servants in distributing these fruits of Krishna Prema by spreading this glorious Sankirtan of the holy name of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You give some food to a starving man, and his stomach is temporarily satisfied, but tomorrow he starves again. And even if you give him food for the rest of his life, still he will suffer old age, disease, and death. Of course, you're all fasting today, so I'm discussing this matter of giving food in charity. It's not a very important. You give some medical treatment to a sick or dying man. Very nice. This is sattva-guna, perhaps. But still, the person's mind is filled of material attachments and anxieties. And ultimately, after a few months or a few years, his body will collapse and die no matter what you've done for it. So what is the greatest gift you can give a person? Bringing them closer to Krishna. Awakening the dormant Krishna consciousness within their hearts. This is the greatest act of love. And this is the supreme welfare work. And actually, this is a devotee's only real business. Because everything else is illusory. And whatever our profession may be, we must know with all certainty that it only has real value to the extent that it is that our profession is facilitating the good fortune by which we can give another person the charity of Krishna consciousness. By giving them prasad, by giving them Srila Prabhupada's books and all of these things, Prabhupada's books, Krishna Prasad, the association of devotees, they are all meant for one purpose, that in this age of Kali Yuga, people are induced to sincerely chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Srila Prabhupada explains in a beautiful purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he sent his associates to various parts of the world to take birth to assist Srila Prabhupada in spreading the glories of the holy names of Krishna in every town and village of the world. And we should know that the most valuable and precious wealth that we have in our life is whatever opportunity we get to assist these great personalities who are assisting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in distributing the fruits of love of Krishna through the chanting of the holy names. So on this most wonderful and auspicious event of Gaur Purnima, let us all give the most precious charity we have, our very heart's love, to the rest of the world, which is in so much conflict, so much disharmony, so much pollution and various forms of misery. Spiritually, this world is in utter poverty. Let us celebrate Mahaprabhu's appearance on this very day by jubilantly dancing together and loudly giving in charity the beautiful Sankirtan of the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna!
Shri Gauranga!